Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now it's time for three good things.
1, 2, 3.
Tell me something good.
A high school student made history in St. Louis this week.
And the thing about Hedengren is that she is metronomic. She just has tremendous turnover, and she runs like a professional.
At the Hoka Festival of Miles at St. Louis University High School, 18-year-old Jane Hedengren of Provo, Utah, set her sights on breaking the national high school record in the mile. The crowd and the announcers knew she was gunning for it.
So 4:26:14 is that all conditions high school record, and it seems like she's game to try to break that record. She's got a look of determination on her face. She is looking right at the back of that pace setter, and she is all business. She is going after it here, and you love to see that.
As she turned for home, she was 12 seconds in front of her competition. Really good runners, by the way. Here's what it sounded like.
100 meters to go now for Jane Hedengren. Listen to the crowd. They sense it. They can see history making right now. Right on the tape. 4:23:50 U.S. U-20 record for Jane Hedengren.
Hedengren smashed the record by almost 4 seconds and the previous outdoor mile by nearly 5 seconds. It is her fifth national record. Speaking of her running like a pro, she ran faster than the entire professional women's field at the Festival of Miles. She spoke afterward.
How'd you prepare for a race like this?
Same as I always do, just trying to keep consistent throughout all my years in high school and just coming to the meet really grateful and hopeful for what's to come.
I know you have a plethora of national records under your belt. Notching another one, how does this one feel to get?
Awesome. You know, I don't run the mile very often, so it was really special to come out here tonight. Thank you, St. Louis. The crowds were amazing.
She doesn't run the mile that often. I'm sure the Brigham Young University track team will be thrilled when she arrives there this fall. On the morning of May 16th, the day of the tornado, how many trees do you think were in Forest Park? Nene Harris, co-author of the new book, St. Louis Parks, has the answer.
Over 47,000 trees.
47,000?
Yeah.
Of course, the lives and homes and community buildings that were lost are the top priorities. But trees are very important, too, and St. Louis loves them. Her point is that even with the loss of so many in Forest Park, people who come here from other cities will still be jealous.
We have to remember things that will look bare to us and we'll think, oh, the tornado. Other people will bring in from other parts and they'll say, oh, my God, yeah. How many trees you've got.
Exactly.
They'll be dumbfounded.
Second trivia question. How many parks are in St. Louis City? I'm only talking about the city, 62 square miles. The answer, 108, covering 3,000 acres. Nearly half that is Forest Park, but there are many smaller parks to explore throughout St. Louis. Harris says our mission as citizens in 2025 should be to plant trees and take care of these parks for future generations.
We have to make sure that our parks are as lush and wonderful as what we inherited. Our civic ancestors gave us this fabulous gift, and it's our job to maintain it. And it takes a lot of work. All these friends groups, they're phenomenal, and my hat's off to them.
Our parks definitely can use as many friends as they can get. And one other feather in St. Louis's cap, the only urban national park in the country. That, of course, the Gateway Arch National Park.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.